Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
1850-715-815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And as you know, 51551, wash hands, Joe at RT.ie from anywhere in the world, which is very useful yesterday for all our callers from the United States of America, which we appreciated. But this call is from the heart of Ireland, and it's about a company that says, we are Irish Life. We are Irish Life, and we're called Irish Life. I think they're owned by a Canadian company now. But anyway, here we go. It's a very difficult situation. Beth, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good. Tell us about this awful situation that has befallen your family.
So my dad needs his knee replaced.
Yeah.
And he's been in pain with it for a couple of years, but he's okay. Always been very nervous about going. But he decided, he went for a consultation last year, and he decided only recently that it was time to get it done because he couldn't take the pain of it anymore.
Okay. And he's a farmer, so he's on the go all the time.
Oh, yeah, always.
24/7. So well, he has to be available 24/7, obviously. And then 7 days a week, 365. Farming is that you're on your feet all the time. So he's decided to go at last and try and get address the pain. It could be a crippling pain in the knee.
Yeah. So we went up for a consultation last week and he checked his insurance company. They said he was covered. So he booked in for replacement surgery in December.
Okay.
But then 2 days later, they called him back and said they wouldn't be covering the surgery.
Why not?
During COVID, it was very difficult at home and there wasn't much money. So our insurance actually lapsed. We missed 3 months. You're allowed to miss 13 weeks and we actually missed 16 weeks of payment. So they won't do it.
And how long has he had this policy with Irish Life?
Well, he's had health insurance since I'm 20. He's had health insurance since we were born.
Yeah.
But he's actually been with Irish Life for about 8 years.
Okay, but I know VHI now, but other, hopefully callers will tell me about other companies. But I know VHI said to people who were in difficulties during COVID that you can suspend your policy, so to speak.
Yeah.
And then if you need it again, just start paying again, which I thought was a magnificent gesture on behalf of VHI, which is an Irish company. But Irish Life, I don't know if you're saying they allowed, which is standard anyway, you say they said you can get into difficulties for 13 weeks and let it, you have to pay the arrears, obviously. But they'd still keep the policy open. But you're saying in COVID you hit the 15 weeks and it's that 2 weeks that killed the policy.
It was, it was actually 16 weeks. So it was 3 weeks.
3 weeks, okay, you're very fair. It was the three weeks out of the last many years. It's a 3 weeks non-payment that killed that policy.
Yeah, and it was the first time it ever happened. We've had health insurance for years and it's the first time this happened during COVID.
And there's been a lot of force during COVID, a lot of force. I'd say, would it be the first time your family had no income?
Yeah, well, the market closed, so my dad had no income, and my mum lost her job as well during COVID.
So there's an awful lot of force out there.
Yeah.
And there's an awful lot of companies that are rising to it, that are being extraordinarily generous, and extraordinarily fair. Is probably the best way to, you think of people donating food and companies bending over backwards to help people, and I quote again the VHI, and I hope, I'm sure that the other companies did it as well, the other health companies. But Irish, now have you appealed to Irish Life?
Yeah, I've sent so many emails. I emailed anyone I could about it when we found out last week, but they're fairly black and white in that we were over the 13 weeks and that's it.
And I presume you offered to pay the, well, I don't know whether you can or not, given the second lockdown. Did you offer to pay the arrears?
I'm actually not sure about that.
Yeah,
sorry, now just because it's my parents' policy. But
okay.
So as soon as my mum could, she sorted out the insurance again. She paid back in May.
Okay, so she got it back up and running.
Yeah.
But by that time, and was she made aware at that time that effectively she was starting a new policy?
Well, when she was on the phone, they said the insurance lapsed, but she didn't really know what that meant. She just said, oh, do we have the same policy? And they said, yeah. And she did find out that it lapsed, but she just didn't know.
But it didn't. But the insurance policy that your father's been paying in for years didn't lapse. It collapsed. It's gone.
Yeah.
Did they say that it has no bearing? He has to start again because he was 3 weeks over the penalty period in a pandemic.
Yeah, no, we weren't made aware that it was a kind of completely new policy. We didn't know that at the time.
And what's the option now for your father, who obviously needs this operation, this knee replacement? What are the options?
We really don't know what we're going to do, to be honest. So the insurance company won't pay anything to do with his knee for the next 5 years. And we just don't know what we're going to do.
And by the way, how did you manage during the first lockdown when, as you say, the marts were closed?
Yeah.
That's your dad's income, like so many great farmers. Your mother lost her job. Did she get the COVID payment?
She did after a few weeks. She was found not eligible first, but I was actually working at the time part-time.
Okay.
And so I loaned the money at times, and so did my sister.
You loaned your parents money?
Yeah.
But you're a college student?
Yeah.
Okay. We've been on to Irish Life now. We'll wait and see. But as I say, there is a precedent in other companies in the current crisis, the new world that we're living in. Companies that are extraordinarily profitable. Irish Life, there was a hiccup there during the during the Casino Royale, when the banks and some insurance companies turned into casinos for builders and developers, when the Irish Life became, they offered a B&B facility to Anglo-Irish, for Anglo-Irish to pretend that they'd more money in their on their balance sheet than they actually had. And a number of executives lost their jobs because of it. Or anyway, there was many, many issues arose. But Irish Life, as far as I know, is now owned by a Canadian pension fund. So maybe we can appeal to them on your behalf. Are you back in college, Beth, by the way?
Yeah, I'm just doing college online at the moment from home.
But where, while I have you there, where is, we were told when the whole issue of the of what are you studying is probably a better way to come. What are you studying?
I'm doing health science.
And does that involve practical work?
Not at the moment.
Not at the moment.
This current semester, no.
Okay, so this whole, we'll find out more. Maybe there's other students who were, one of the reasons we were told we couldn't increase the places in medicine, we couldn't increase the places in engineering, we couldn't increase the places in biology, is because of, and science, which is obviously very popular at the minute, rightly so, is because we didn't have the lab facilities. But are students in college using lab facilities? Or is it seems to me, from students I've spoken to at the minute, everything is online. Everything is online.
Yeah, I think anything that can be online is online.
Yeah, and how are your mother and father bearing up in this situation that's befallen them?
Oh, they're just so upset. They're just so worried because we really don't know what we're going to do.
I don't know how they felt taking, you didn't take it, you offered it, taking money from the college students to help buy the weekly shop.
Yeah.
That's a difficult thing for parents, isn't it? They've worked hard all their lives.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll keep asking Irish Life what their situation is, and see will they. Because it seems I'm trying to work out the percentage wise, the percentage of time that your parents actually missed to have the whole policy collapse like that after paying for so long. Okay, Beth, thanks indeed. I mentioned students there and what's happening in the student world. Sarah, good afternoon. This is Sarah Herbert. Sarah, how are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm good, thanks.
Where are you studying?
I'm down in UCC at the minute, yeah.
And are you, have you accommodation in Cork? Did you?
Yeah, I actually do. I was only made aware the Friday before we started college that we wouldn't be in college. So at that stage, we paid and everything, so.
Sorry, that you wouldn't be in college?
Yeah, that would be all online. So, like, I could have done it from home if they told me earlier, but, like, I was moving on the Saturday and they told me on the Friday that I
this
wouldn't
is UCC.
Be in college.
And what are you studying, Sarah?
Energy engineering.
And what year are you in?
I've just gone into second year now, so we'll say last year I was in general, and now
yeah, okay.
I'm after breaking off into this. And
okay, so but so now you know. you're being told. Well, we were told when there was a clamour for more places. We were told, well, in science and engineering, you couldn't have that under any circumstances because of all the lab work. We couldn't let more people in. How much lab work are you doing in your second year, energy engineering?
Like, I'm currently doing a lab every week at home here on my own. Which is obviously really difficult because normally when you're doing a lab, you're kind of either working with other people that are doing it or else you're in a group with them doing it. And so far this year, I've only had one in-person lab and then that's been 5 weeks, like.
Once in 5 weeks. How long did that last for?
I'd say about 40 minutes.
What?
Yeah, in the 5 weeks, I've only had one. And obviously, like, in the next few weeks, I hope to have more. Like, they said that they are going ahead, but...
But... You paid for accommodation. I don't know, how much is accommodation? How much do you have to pony up for accommodation?
I think it was over $6,000 anyway.
You pay $6,000 for accommodation?
Yeah.
But you don't need it, do you? Could you not be living... I don't want you to, but do you have to be living at home?
Like, I could have lived at home, but I was only made aware that it would be fully online the Friday before we started, and at that stage I paid. So,
you've been there... Sarah, you've been there 6 weeks paying rent in Cork.
Yeah.
And you've only been in college for 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And what about you said you did energy engineering, you're specialising, so to speak. How many other students are doing energy engineering, so to speak?
There's only 14 of us in total doing it.
Have you met them all?
No.
Have you met any of them?
I haven't met anyone this year in my course.
Oh, no.
So, but like all my other friends, they went off into different disciplines. So like, we can't even like talk about the modules that are going on or like talk about the assignments or whatever because we're not doing the same thing. Like we obviously have different interests. Like.
And what do you miss most?
Just like having to get up in the morning and just going into college to see your friends. Whereas now I wake up in this room and I sit here for 5 or 6 hours every day to do my work and then I just stay here for the rest of the day as well. Like,
what does that do to your... Sorry, what could that do? Obviously, you're in good spirits at the minute because you had the energy to contact us. But what could that do to your spirits, to your mental health?
Well, I suppose when I contacted you, like, I was actually having a really bad day.
Okay.
Like... You don't have a good day every day. Like, I wouldn't normally suffer with my mental health, but I can't imagine what it is like for someone who normally does, like, because I'm quite extroverted. Like, I don't like to work on my own all the time, like.
And you say, it's an incredible email, by the way. You say, as an introduction, well, it's your second part. As an introduction, I just want to say, I have never attended a house party. I've only travelled home to see my family once since college began. I won't be travelling home now for several weeks as a result of the coronavirus. I've only met one of my friends since lockdown, a girl who was following the guidelines as strictly as I am. I have attended college, you've told us this, on one occasion for a lab. And other than that, I've had no on-campus interaction.
Yeah, and it's true. And I don't know anyone. None of my friends go to house parties. I don't know any of none of the girls I live with have gone. No one that I'm friends with from my course has gone. And yet we've been almost blamed, I think, for...
I know, like, this. I'm quoting you again. Sarah, I nearly get you to read all this. I know I'm not alone in this feeling. All of my friends are struggling, but it doesn't make me feel any better to know that I'm not the only one who feels like this. My parents paid for my accommodation in Cork, as all engineering students were told by the college that when this was a general thing, it wasn't just UCC, that we would be on campus because of the practical nature of the course. Yet €6,000 of accommodation seems to be wasted now since I'm studying online. And fees, obviously not reduced. And you say you feel forgotten. Why?
Well, I mean, like, everyone is going to primary school. My sister is going to secondary school. Like, my mum and dad are working. And, everyone obviously has to make sacrifices during it. And people work part-time now and they work half from home, or they work a week and they work a week from home. But, like, I don't have that. It's not a case of I'm in college for 1 week and I'm out for 1 week. It's from the start, yeah. I was told you were going to be at home for the whole thing.
What do you do? Obviously, you're studying during the day. And what's your downtime? What do you look at the other wall?
Yeah,
Have you swivel chair? Does your chair swivel?
Yeah, I must get one of them. They'd be very handy for me.
Because you could look at the other wall for a few
hours. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, honestly, like, I look forward to going for a walk in the evening for
great.
1 hour. But that isn't something that I should be that looking forward to. Like, I should be excited to meet up with a friend in the evening when I've done my 6 hours of college, or going out to a restaurant with my friends. But that's illegal. Like.
Yeah, I know. What about... Sarah, what about continuing your degree beyond? You'd get through this year, PG.
Yeah, well, like, I kind of have to do this year now.
Yeah, you are doing it, full stop. Everyone would get through this year.
Yeah.
Everyone. And just as everyone who wanted a place in third level should have got a place in third level this year, but the colleges and various other interest groups stopped that by saying things like, oh, engineers would need labs. You're saying you've had one 40-minute lab in 6 weeks. But, Sarah, you will get through this year. But if it stays this way, and the colleges pull back, they still take the money off you, still take the accommodation money. But if they pull back and say, well, actually, third year is going to be online for 95% of the time, by the looks of it, what will you do?
I'll just defer the year because I'm not...
Are you not, no?
I'm not going to be able to do it. Like, I'm strong enough to go through a full year of being online, but I'm missing out on the social interaction. I'm missing out on meeting people with similar interests to me. Like, I didn't join any societies this year. There's no point because I don't want to look at my laptop for an extra hour or two in the day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I want to meet other people, and I'm not going to be able to sit here for another year and do nothing.
Yeah. So. And what about FaceTime and Zoom and WhatsApp video and all the various... Does that make a difference? Does that help, sorry?
Well, yeah, like, I do FaceTime my friends and, like, I FaceTime home during the week and stuff, but... It's not really the same because I'm still in this room. Like, when I think of meeting people, I think of going somewhere or meeting up somewhere, like, or, do you know, like, it's not the same when you're sitting in your room that you've been sitting in all day. Like, you still don't get a break, like.
Yeah, I know. And do you have contact with home, FaceTime-wise? Who's back in the home place?
Yeah, my parents and my two sisters are at home, so I do FaceTime them a good bit, and I'd be texting them and whatever, but... It's not the same, do you know, like...
I know it's not.
Yeah.
So when do you think, or do you try not to think, when do you think you might be back home?
I don't know, like, I don't, like, really want to use public transport, like, because obviously I don't want to get the coronavirus.
Well, you can't go outside your county at the minute. You're in Cork.
No, so
you're
from
Limerick, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm from Limerick, yeah. So I don't really know, like, it just depends, like, on when the lockdown kind of ends, I suppose.
Yeah. Okay, keep in touch. It's a really well-written email. If you weren't doing engineering, I'd have you down for an English English lit. Seriously, it's really well put together and well done. And stay safe, Sarah. And,
I will, yeah. Thanks so much.
Yeah, and look after it. I know a lot of people are doing it, and the sense from your whole tone, even in the letter you're doing it, it's a time as well for looking after other people. So,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and saying, as we did here a few weeks ago when we were doing that awful issue of depression and suicide, we were saying, a lot of people were saying, just ask, just say to other people, how are you doing? And when you, when we say to people now, how are you? It's not a greeting anymore. It is a genuine question. And we do want, we do try and get as detailed an answer. But Sarah, stay well and stay safe. That's Sarah.
I will, yeah. Thanks so
okay,
much.
Keep in touch, keep in touch. Is Beth still there? Are you still there, Beth, talking about your dad and the farm? Because Catherine, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. You've some advice for Beth, whose father had an insurance policy with Irish Life. He's a farmer in badly need of a knee replacement, badly, and eventually, after much pain, but much persuasion, I suspect, by his family as well, he's agreed to go for the knee op, and then he discovered that his policy had been voided by Irish Life. He had to effectively start a new policy after paying into a policy for years because he missed 3 extra weeks during the lockdown. You have some advice, Catherine?
Yeah, I suppose it's less advice, but just another, I suppose, insight into option that Beth may have herself, and fair play to her for looking after her dad. There is a scheme that not a lot of people are really aware of, known as the EU Cross-Border Directive Scheme.
Okay.
And my own father availed of this. He was in a position where he didn't have health insurance, a farmer as well, and knees were in a bad state. But in a nutshell, what it means is that you can get a knee replacement, and there's a number of other treatments that you can avail of as well, but specifically for this. A knee replacement in a private hospital in another EU location. So in my father's case, he went to Kingsbridge Hospital in Belfast, but you can also go to another EU location. Joe, I don't know the implications of Brexit on this, to be honest.
And COVID.
Yeah, exactly. And then you can get that treatment, the cost of that treatment, refunded by the HSE.
There was a lot of great work being done around cataracts and the cross-border directive.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're saying, you're asking Beth to investigate that, but I think the two, it's the Brexit and the COVID, COVID is ID actually, but the Brexit and the COVID are going to put the spanner in the works there, I think. But anyway, it's worth, how did your dad get on, by the way, for the finish?
Oh, yeah, it was very efficient. It all moved very fast. And the coordination centre is in Kilkenny and St. Canice's Hospital, and they were excellent. So there's a lot of paperwork, but if you
and
just
what's the recovery from a knee replacement? How long does it take?
6 months, really, I would imagine, any kind of a hip replacement.
But your dad was a farmer.
Yeah, and he got on great, yeah. So it's just an option that,
How did he manage not being able to work on the farm, even mentally for himself for a few months?
How did we manage to cope with him, is the question.
Exactly, sorry. I've been very diplomatic, Catherine.
He's a very good wife, and a son that looked after his place, so he was lucky in that regard.
I'm glad it worked out well, I really am, Catherine. Thanks indeed, and thanks for that bit of advice, which we'll pass on to Beth. Back after this break, joe@rte.ie.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.